It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. The city of Santa Rosa unveiled a new emergency planning toolkit during Tuesday's city council meeting. The star of the new program is a European-style siren that'll be attached to all city police cars and sounded during an emergency evacuation. KRCB's Adia White tells us how the sirens will work along with the city's other alert and warning tools.
Santa Rosa residents who were packed into City Hall on Tuesday were startled when a representative from the fire department stepped outside to give everyone a taste of the new evacuation sirens. Along with the sirens, the city unveiled the new catchphrase, "When you hear high-low, it's time to go." I spoke with Paul Lowenthal, the assistant fire marshal with the Santa Rosa Fire Department, to get a better idea of how they will be used during an emergency.
Today, we released not only the high-low siren, but also our evacuation planning toolkit for our community. This is a really exciting opportunity for us. We've been working hard since October 2017 to figure out the best way to educate our community and the need to evacuate, whether it's from an earthquake or some other natural disaster. The high-low siren itself is the European style siren that's unique and will only be used in the event that we need to evacuate a specific area. For us, we want to primarily focus right now on educating our community on the multiple ways out that they have from their neighborhoods. So we've developed a website, srcity.org/know, your ways out. And on that website, residents can actually type in their address or plot their address on a map and get a printable PDF map of all the different ways out of their geographical area, as well as a checklist. The checklist is critical. With people having the advance notice and warning and ability to evacuate, they'll receive a checklist from us that they can use to make sure that they're doing everything they can to leave their house in the safest possible condition and the need to evacuate. That's everything from closing doors and windows to removing your doormat from the front door, several different things that most people didn't realize could lead for a better outcome if a fire was to move into their particular neighborhood.
So one of the big issues during the October wildfires was that there was no Spanish translation for evacuating. How will this overcome language barriers?
Yeah, so one of the things that we hear time and time again is making sure that people understand what the different types of alerts mean, right? So there's a big difference between sending out a wireless emergency alert in only English versus a high-low siren where you don't have to, there's no language associated with it. It's a tone, and that tone means one specific thing. It means get out and know your way out. For us, that's key. One of the concerns we had locally here with the use of outdoor alert and warning systems, a siren, is that sirens tend to serve a good purpose when they have a single meaning. So if you're at the coast and you hear a large outdoor siren, it means that there's a tsunami and you should get to higher ground. Most people know that when you're in the Midwest and you hear an outdoor emergency alert system or siren, it means that there's a tornado. For us here locally, the concern with an actual outdoor alarm or a siren system is it doesn't really tell you what the emergency is, and it doesn't really tell you where you need to go. In this particular case, the siren will alert you with the patrol car being in the area. You'll be able to interact and get direction from the public safety officers. But at the same time, when we're activating the high-low sirens, we're going to use our various emergency alert systems, and those emergency alert systems will be using in both English and in Spanish.
The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department started using the high-low sirens earlier this year. For more on fire safety and emergency preparedness, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.